This is my review of The Killing of a Sacred Deer, which I happened to watch yesterday at the AMC Theater dine-in experience, where they'll actually feed you, but I didn't get a waiter, so I didn't get in on time to experience that part of it. This film was billed as a horror flick by the trailer, if you watch the trailer, and thought it was odd looking, and I was kind of interested in seeing a psychological thriller, so it intrigued me. Having watched it, the first thing that struck me as really crazy was Colin Farrell. Just how much he's aged. Like, he looks like an old man in this film. And I mean, I didn't even recognize him at first. He has this gray beard. And I know if he shaved that beard and played a different part, he would look a lot younger. But man, I was like, wow. I was kind of blown away by that. And then he plays a doctor. His wife is played by Nicole Kidman. And she looks like she's aged a little bit, but she still looks beautiful. And I guess the plot point of this film, they have two cute little kids, or one's a teenager and the other one's a lot younger. Now, Colin Farrell's character, he gets involved with a teenager who's 16 years old. And when I say involved, it's kind of unclear what their relationship is. It seems like they're just friends, but Colin Farrell ends up getting him a watch. And then you thought that was weird. Like, why would he do that? Colin Farrell's character is really odd in this. He's really quiet, reserved, doesn't say a lot. The screenshots, they did a lot of close-in, tight zooms. And the music was like really odd, jarring type sounds that would be played here and there. But the boy had ulterior motives in his relationship with him. Colin Farrell plays a doctor also, a neuro or a cardiac surgeon. As the plot kind of progresses, entering spoiler territory, the boy kind of threatens Colin Farrell and says, hey, you killed my brother or someone in his family. You killed my dad or something. And because of that, this is going to happen. And he says, your kids are going to be paralyzed. Then your whole family is going to be paralyzed except for you. And first they'll lose their motion in their legs. Then they'll develop a bloody nose, and that'll happen right before they die. You can put an end to it if you kill one of them first. Now, this is a completely ridiculous thing to say, to even think that's possible. And then not very long after that, the youngest boy loses. He becomes paralyzed in the legs down. And then you try to think, okay, how could he have done this? If the boy who threatened was somehow in contact with some toxin or something, or contaminated their food. But that's one of the ridiculous plot points. And then eventually, the teenage daughter, who's the same age as the boy, he kind of gets in a little bit of a relationship with her. But she also, her legs become paralyzed. And you're just kind of waiting, when is Nicole Kidman going to lose her ability? And so then the family gets in between the two, between Colin and Nicole Kidman. He told her what the boy said, that he has to kill one of them in order for this to stop. But at one point, he calls the teenage girl who's paralyzed, and he tells her to get up and come to the window. And she does. So miraculously, she loses her paralysis, walks to the window when she's in the hospital, and then comes back. And then a few minutes later, she's paralyzed again. And it made it sound like, or look like, that he had complete control. Whatever grip he had on the family was in his control. It was another thing which wasn't explained, is one of those things. And eventually the doctor, Colin Farrell's character, captures the guy and starts beating him. And he's like, he's going to beat the crap out of him to release. And the boy wouldn't relent. He was a really creepy kid. Whoever played perfect part, is really, really creepy kid. But going even further into spoiler territory, all the way down, going to the end of the film, it comes to the point which no father or mother would ever do, is to kill one of their kids. And what he does is kind of sort of ties them all up, the boy, the girl, the wife, puts sheets over their head, puts pillowcases over their head. And then he has this rifle, and he is in the middle, and a middle of all of them, the boys on one side, the girls in one angle, and the moms on another angle. And he plays spin the bottle with himself. He twists around in a circle with his head covered. and then he just randomly fires the gun. Boom, misses. Does it again, sort of twice around in a circle. Boom, misses. Does it three times, misses. The fourth time, he ends up shooting and killing the little boy, which I hated that ending. No parent that loves their kid would do that. I was thinking about that if I had two kids and a wife and like that, and I would sooner they all die of natural causes from whatever that disease was than to do what he did in this film. The other thing that happened right after this was, right after that scene, they kind of fast forward a little bit. The three of them that are left are in a restaurant, little cafe somewhere. They're having lunch. I don't know, a little bit of small talk. And then the boy who did this all to them, supposedly, because of the revenge motive, killed his dad, supposedly. He was in the cafe too, and they were just kind of looking at each other. And then they got up and left, and then the credits rolled. Like, really? So the dad does no jail time? I mean, I'm pretty certain you kill your kid, he ends up disappearing. He would have been in jail for life, and they would have never seen him again. And the daughter, the teenage daughter, would have been an old lady before she saw Colin Farrell again in the wild. But this was it was interesting. It was kind of, it captivated you a little bit. You wanted to know what happened, what was going to happen. It held your interest, but in the end, it turned out to have a ridiculous ending, a ridiculous motive, and a ridiculous, just impossible. This is the whole concept is impossible. That kid could have never have done that and didn't explain it. The dad would have been in jail for life. And of course, I didn't mention that Colin Farrell used all his doctor friends and everything to try to figure out what was wrong with him. They couldn't find anything with any of those three to have caused that illness. So in the end, at best, I would give this a 3 stars, and I wouldn't recommend anyone go see it. In no way was I scared, and in no way did it didn't even evoke an emotional response from me because I thought it was ridiculous. But it was entertaining to the point of getting 3 stars. And one final note, I guess I'm too dumb to understand the name of the title and what this has to do with the killing of a sacred deer. I didn't get that. I don't think that was explained, and I didn't make a connection, so I thought that was dumb. But anyway, I would probably say skip this one if you're looking for a horror flick.